a harvest update from Southern Indiana, and a new tool to help cattle producers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by BW Fusion. Grow smarter with BW Biocast Max, the innovative biostimulator from Biodyne. It reduces fertilizer use, boosts yields up to 5%, and works on any crop. BW Biocast Max, efficiency from the ground up. Well, harvest is underway as Indiana's farmers are now hitting the fields.
I am in the combine day one of corn harvest right here in Orleans, Indiana for our operation.
And that's CJ Fleener, a corn and soybean producer from Orange County.
Several of our local producers started rolling late last week. There was a few guys even started the week prior, but we did not have as much of the early April corn out as we would have liked to have, so we're kind of getting a little bit later start than where we wanted to be. We are seeing just how dry some of this corn may end up being, given what everybody's been talking about as far as the rust issues, and even though we use fungicide, some of this corn is just dead.
Aside from drought stress and disease pressure, he says there's another wild card that may end up having an impact on corn yields this year.
What I've noticed is a lot of people have not necessarily given thought to the acres they have that are holes in the fields. Seems like, while the soybeans got those holes spotted back in, corn just never dried out enough for them to be able to get back in there and spot that corn back in. So I think there's going to be some disappointment from those wet holes and the rust effects on corn.
And even though he says he's waiting until the end of this week to consider harvesting soybeans, he says there's still a lot of uncertainty about the beans in his area.
There's some pretty good looking beans out there. Just depends on where you were, the day you planted, and how much rain you got. Have a 50-50 split of guys that say, hey, I'm going to have the best bean crop of my life, or maybe the worst bean crop I've had in the last 10 or 15 years. I've heard both sides. I've got some guys that has cutting beans, and I've heard some great numbers and then some relatively disappointing numbers.
Read more and hear my full conversation with Orange County farmer CJ Fleener at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.